Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Batting sixth. The DH, Ted Cox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dade moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Dade moves to third. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dade tags and scores. Bell tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Manning reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hobson. Manning scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-1 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning throws the ball into Kuiper, who tags Evans trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fisk scores. Lynn moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy bunts towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cox for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to third. Fisk moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Yastrzemski scores. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Evans reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Dennis Kinney now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks bunts towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to third for the out. Thornton moves to second. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. Blanks moves to second. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Blanks scores. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pruitt. The throw from Fisk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5. Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 3 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 3 in the game. Date hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to second. Dick Drago now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to third. Bell moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 3 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Bell scores. Thornton moves to second. It's Indians, 7, Red Sox, 7. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 3 in the game. Cox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Rice steals second. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Evans bunts towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson strikes out. There goes Evans. The throw from Pruitt to second, and Evans is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 4 in the game. Date hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.